After the inspirational Rosh Hashanah that we had, and end of Rosh Hashanah where Rav Mayach Biederman charged us with focusing on our tefillah during this time, that our anything that we ask for is answered miyad, immediately. It's definitely a special time for us to focus on our Shmon Esrei. So I wanted to do something a little bit different this time. I wanted to go through one of the brachas of Shmon Esrei, the bracha Slach Lanu Avinu Ki Chatanu. And while this bracha is multifaceted and a lot going on there, I want to speak about one theme that goes through the entire bracha. So first of all, the bracha has 20 words in it, and as we've already discussed many times, the Anshei Knesset Gedolah, when they put together the Shmona Esrei, every single word was specific. The amounts of words in each bracha was related to something in the Torah. Many, many layers to every single bracha. So the Rokeach says that 20 words in this bracha because 20 times the word Slach is mentioned in the Torah. So the beginning of the bracha has three different terms. It seems to be repeating itself, just using different terminology. It says, Slach, Lanu Avinu Ki Chatanu. We have the word Slach, Avinu, and Chatanu. And then we say, Mechal, Lanu Malkeinu Ki Fashanu. We switch from Slach to Mechal. We switch from Avinu, our father, to Chatanu. Sorry, to Malkeinu, to our king. And we switch from Chatanu to Pashanu. So what is the difference between these terms in each of the three instances? So that we have to realize that anytime someone does an Avera, there are two different aspects of an Avera. What happens? One is there's a kilkul, there's some negative impact, something bad that happens in the higher worlds, to ourselves. It's a metzias. You do something, you punch the wall, right? You make a mark on the wall, or you make a mark on your hand. Something practical happens. So a person does an avera, something practical, there's an effect, there's an impact. But there's another aspect, and that is that if a person rebels against someone, so there's a pigia, there's a negative impact in the honor of the person. And you don't listen to someone, so you're not respecting them. That's irrelevant to anything practical, tangible that you could touch. It's just, you're being disrespectful. So anytime someone doesn't listen to Hashem, two things happen. One is there's this negative impact in the spiritual world to a person himself. And second, there's a certain rebelliousness that a person isn't respecting, he's not honoring the great HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who asked us to do something, asked us not to do something. The word slach means to wipe away any negative impact that happened. It's like cleaning up, sweeping the floor, using Clorox, right? It's sweeping away, it's cleaning up the dirt, any dirtiness. That's the word slach. Mechal is used with the word honor. When someone disrespects you, you're mochalim. It's okay. I'll forgive you on this one. It's okay. I'm not going to be makbid on my honor. I don't care. You're disrespectful. I'm okay with it. That's the word mechila. The word chait is associated with something done by accident. The word pashanu is associated with something that's done on purpose. Okay. Now we've got the definitions, now we're ready to put it all together, and we're going to see something absolutely phenomenal that comes out of this bracha. When I do something by accident, chatanu, that's how we start. So which one of the two negative impacts that occur is worse? Is it the rebelliousness, or is it the Metzias, the physical, practical impact that occurred? So obviously it's not the rebelliousness. You didn't even know you were doing it. It was an accident. I never would have disrespected you. No, but unfortunately, I punched the wall. So unfortunately, there's a mark on the wall now. Something happened. So the kilkul, the negative practical impact, is greater. So that's what we refer to in the first part with chatanu. However, if I do something on purpose, so which one is worse? It's the rebelliousness. That's worse. It's to rebel against God, that's much more severe. So Rav Heller, who's a Talmud of Rav Yisrael Salanter, has a sefer called Beis Tfila. And he explains the bracha as follows. First, we start small. Slach lanu avinu ki chatanu. Hashem, we did something by accident. We did something by accident. So, unfortunately, we made a negative imprint somewhere. So, slach, please wipe it away, clean it up. I mean, you are my father after all. And my father, you never want me to have anything negative involved with me, any disease, any this, any that. So please, just wipe it away, slach, clean it up. My chatanu, that thing that I did that had a negative impact, please just go ahead and wipe it away. And then we build up and we say, but we also rebelled against you. Who's the person that cares about rebellion? Not a father. Right? You go to your father and you say that, oh, I'm so sorry I did this. That's okay. Yeah. Father doesn't care about his kavod, his honor. But a king! Oh, a king! You rebel against the king. That's where the rebelliousness comes much more dominant. So there we say, Machal Hashem, we want you to pardon. We want you to give up on your honor. Malkeinu, because you're the king and I rebelled against you. Pashanu, that thing that I did on purpose, where the dominant problem of outcome that came out of there was the rebelliousness that came about through my Avera. But now comes the big switch, which I'm sure everyone was always bothered by this for many, many years. And they said the Shemoneh Esrei. I only noticed it last week. And that is that for some reason, the next part of the Shemoneh Esrei flips it around. What do we say? Slach lanu avinu ki chatanu, mechal lanu malkeinu ki chashanu, ki mochel v'soleach ata. We first say mochel, and then we say soleach. While in the first part of the Shemoneh Esrei, it was the opposite. First we started off with slach, and then we went to mechal. So why aren't we consistent with the order as we move forward in the bracha of the Shemoneh Esrei? And of course, Anshei Knesset Gedolah, when they wrote the words and they wrote the order, every word was specific, different meanings, different ideas, and obviously we didn't, by accident, flip it around. Over here, we should have been consistent, and it should have said, ki soleach u'mochel ata. But we say, ki mochel v'soleach ata. Why is that? So he explains as follows. And this is just incredible for us to appreciate the relationship that we have with Hashem. This last statement, ki mochel v'soleach ata, is referring to Hashem's perspective. Right? We're talking about, we're defining you, God. Right? First we spoke about me. Look, this is what I did. Ki chatanu, ki fashanu. This is what I did. I got to build up, go from the accident to on purpose, from the dirtiness to the rebelliousness. Okay, I got to build up. But now I'm defining you, God. Kimochel v'soleach ata. This is who you are. So Hashem, now let's look at it from Hashem's perspective. Hashem says, look, the fact that you rebelled against me, I don't care. My honor. I appreciate that you want to honor me. But Hashem says, my honor, that I can get rid of easily. Mochel, like we said mochel. Mochel is referring to the honor. That I can wipe away. That's the easier one to go ahead and get rid of. But Hashem says, but still, there's a negative impact. Pharaoh brings the mashal of a doctor who's also a father. And he tells his son, he says, look, son, you need to take this medication. And and look, if you don't, first I'll be upset, you know, because I told you to. And second of all, you're going to get sick. And then the son doesn't go ahead and he doesn't take the medication. So after, he gets sick. So the father goes to him and says, look, the fact that you didn't honor me, you rebelled against me, no, let go. But now you're sick. So Hashem says, ki mochel v'soleach ata. Hashem says, well, for me to be mochel, for me to pardon, to be let go of the fact that you didn't show me the honor, okay, I can let that go. But now there's this negative impact. The wall is dirty. There's a crack that has to be fixed. Oh, that's the second, more difficult level, and that's where it says v'soleach. So again, we go from the lower level, what's easier, to the more difficult level. But it shows this It's unbelievable what's going on in the Shemoneh Esrei. On one hand, us, what do we care about? What's the worst thing that we did? Oh, we didn't honor Hashem. We rebelled against Him. That bothers us the most. Okay, okay. I'm a little dirtier now. No. But I'm really upset. My second thing is, Hashem, I rebelled against You. And Hashem goes up there and says, oh, but the rebellion, no. I just care about your health. I just care about the impact that you cause on the world. And I want to fix that. Shows the love that we have towards Hashem, but also shows the love that Hashem has towards us. And then we end off, also very funny, this bracha is different than other brachas. We add in Brachat Hashem Chanun Hamabel Islach. The word Chanun is not mentioned anywhere in the bracha, but we throw it in at the end. And Marbel Islach, that Hashem is Marbe, a lot of Slicha. What does that mean? So there are many different explanations. We'll just pick one for now. Chanun Amarbe Esloach is that, again, what Slicha? Slicha means is negative impact here. There's a disease that has to be wiped away. How do you go do that? How do you get rid of that? And Hashem says, and we said, Hashem, we know that you're Marbe Esloach. That even though we make those imprints here and there and again and again and again, but you keep on doing it. You're Marbe again and again and again. The word Chanun. The Ksava Kabbalah says what that means is that the word Chanun sometimes means a long time, or it means in the future. Actually, it means in the future. So he says that sometimes we're doing a veira and we say, "Oh yeah, we're really sorry," but Hashem knows we're about to do it the next day again. It's going to happen again. But Hashem says, "I'm going to forgive you anyway." You know, let's say someone said to you, "Look, I'm really sorry that I spilled something on your bed." So your roommate, you might forgive him. You might want to switch your room. Okay, different people, different things. He said, "Look, I'm really sorry. Tomorrow I'm going to do it again. For today, I just want to say sorry." You're never going to forgive the guy. No chance. And here we say, "Ki chanun hamar b'lislach." Even though Hashem knows that in the future it's going to happen again, but still, mar b'lislach. He said, "I'm going to do it again. I'll clean it up, and I'll clean up for you tomorrow also. I'll keep on cleaning up the mess again and again and again." And that's because of the incredible, incredible love that Hashem has for us. Like we spoke about last week, I wrote Sefer Tshuva. He wants us to do Tshuva. He wants it. He wants this. There's a lechatchila. He wants it to happen. So Hashem says, "Yeah, I'll do it. I'll be chana, no problem. Do it and you do it again. No problem. I'll do it again. Marba, again and again and again." And if a person focuses on these brachos in Shemoneh Esrei, again, during this week, we don't have the Al-Khaitz yet, and we don't have the longer Shemoneh Esreis, but we don't need that, because we say this the whole year. So if we just think about these words, and what we're saying, what we're asking from Hashem, and the way Hashem reflects it back to us, and that relationship between the two of us, and how Hashem just keeps on giving to us, and giving to us, and giving to us, and that He wants us to continue to push forward, and to push through any challenges, and you might have difficulties, or stumbling blocks, and just keep go again, and again, Hashem said, "I'll help you again, and I'll help you again." It's an incredible, incredibly powerful feeling that we should walk out of our Shemoneh Esrei. And of course, just like anything with the relationship between us and Hashem, we always have to try to have that relationship with other people as well. And someone might hurt us, and someone might anger us, and we know the guy's not really sorry, or he is sorry today, but he's in dreamland, and we know he's going to do it again. But we don't care. If Hashem could be my Bereslach, we could do it again and again and again. And Be'ezer Hashem, if we could deepen this awareness of that relationship we have with Hashem, the more love we'll have for Hashem, the more easier it'll be for us to go ahead and do the mitzvahs, this tremendous amount of ava, and in turn we'll also be able to be nicer to other people, care about other people, more forgiving for other people, and we'll all be able to get to tshuva shlema, meher v'yameinu.